The house we're starting at is my grandfather's house. He moved to Houston in 1947. His original house was located on Prospect Street, but because of the building of 288, his house was removed, and they moved over to Milburn, which is the house that I've only known because I was born in 1980, which was way after 288 was built. But he was a professor at TSU, an economics professor. My grandmother was a nurse, and they lived here on Milburn. And I'm not sure if they took this exact route that I'm going to take to work every day, but that's the way I'm going to go. It's a small neighborhood. Milburn's a one-block street. As we go down Milburn here, you'll notice at the end there are apartments, the Ardmore Apartments. At one time when Muhammad Ali came into town to, I believe he was fighting at the Dome. I'm not sure who he fought at the Astronome, but he stayed at the Ardmore Apartments. And one thing the Ardmore Apartments are known for are roaches. And some people like to say it's where the roaches in all of Houston originate and make their way around the city. We're going to go all the way down Ardmore here until we get to South McGregor. And this neighborhood was once a Jewish community. Once the Memorial and River Oaks areas of town and the Heights were more flushed out, you know, majority of the Jewish community fled and was then occupied by African Americans. And at one time, this area was home to like the most affluent African Americans in the country. But let's see here. More houses. They put these little, road humps in not too long ago because right here by the neighborhood is High School for Health Professions and also home to, I want to give you the exact name of this building. It's like a mental health, it's called the Harris County Psychiatric Center. I was going to say the crazy house because there are times when people escape from there. And I've known, like when I was a kid, it would get into the neighborhood and be on the roof, and it would be all crazy, but...
All right, I am standing right now on North McGregor, just crossed over the Ardmore Bridge, the bike bridge, and I'm walking to TSU down the Columbia Tap bike trail, and the part that I'm on, I haven't seen too many people riding their bikes on this part, but yet and still... the bike trail. They have these solar trash compactors. It seemed a little bit wasteful because there's no one ever on this part of the trail, and so I'm not sure there's a lot of trash in there, but at least it's solar powered, and Houston to have something solar powered is amazing. To the right used to be Bayou Landing, a housing project that succumbed to Tropical Storm Allison and is now Good Hope Baptist Church parking lot. Just walking down the trail here, and funny thing about this trail is once, maybe like about 4 or 5 years ago, a tornado came and hit this little part of Third Ward, and surprisingly enough, missed majority of the houses on the street that I'm about to approach Southmore. Missed majority of the houses, but hit the church here on Southmore, and I'll tell you the name of the church when I get a little closer. But you know, from right here, I can't see the name of the church, but see all the back of the houses. The apartment complex here to the right is some TSU housing mixed in with other residents. Big ditches on each side of the trail. Ditches are a funny thing, and you don't see too many ditches outside of the South. It's definitely a South thing, having large embankments off the side of roads where water can run, and also places where cars can get stuck. But I was saying the tornado came and knocked out a lot of the power in the neighborhood, and it was pretty much, I mean, it was like the majority of the day. And me and a couple friends of mine just decided to walk around the neighborhood, seeing how we weren't able to, you know, be in the house at the time, because, you know, without power, a lot of things are taken away from you, basically video games. And so we went outside, see what all the hubbub was about. And as we made our way over here to Southmore, we noticed that there were trees down, and you could tell that something had gone down the street. But the tornado seems to have just gone down the very middle of Southmore, and it made it, it's called St. James, made it to St. James and knocked the church down, which happens to sit right next door to Ralston's Liquor Store, one of the three Ralstons located in Third Ward, and left Ralston's basically untouched. And so, kind of surprising that a church would get knocked out by a tornado, but the liquor store would stay unscathed. And, you know, I'm not sure if that was because the parishioners of the church were praying for a new church, but St. James Episcopal Church now has a very lovely building and an accompanying building upon, to the side of it that I'm sure they use for fish fries and all that other stuff that churches do with that accompanying building, like maybe a school and whatnot. There's also a daycare. It's pretty funny. It's a liquor store that sits in between an Episcopal church and a daycare. So that's Houston zoning for you, right there, essentially. But Ralston's is one of Third Ward's more profitable businesses, based on the fact that they have three locations in one neighborhood, and then no other Ralston's in the rest of the city. And they're known and they're distinguished by their yellow and red paint job, reminiscent of the Houston Rockets colors in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Well, not the 90s, because then they changed to those really ugly blue uniforms with the pinstripes. Yeah, they were hideous. Now they've gone back to red and white as their colors. But continuing on Columbia Tap Trail here, passing up St. James Episcopal Church and coming to what used to be, I forget the name of the elementary school that was here, but it got knocked down. They rebuilt there. Right now they're building a new elementary school or middle school. I'm not sure which one it's going to be, but it's pretty huge. HISD has definitely put in some time with this. It's, I wish I knew the name of the school, but it's a new building coming up. To my left is another church, St. Mary's. It's to my left, St. Mary's Catholic Church. It is, I believe, one of the only Catholic churches in the neighborhood. But interesting enough that in just this short walk, I've passed three churches already. Good Hope Baptist Church, St. James Episcopal Church, and now St. Mary's Catholic Church. That's another prominent thing in Third Ward, is churches. In any direction, just start walking and you'll walk right into a church while in Third Ward. It is what Third Ward has the most of by far, our churches. It has to be, it's well over 50 churches in Third Ward. And so, if anyone can't find religion in Third Ward, then you're not looking hard enough. Alright, continuing on the Columbia Tap Trailway here. It's interesting enough, the many times I've been down this trail, I have never seen in this part of the trail a person on a bike other than myself. Most of the time, if I come across anybody, it's like maybe kids up here at TSU or, you know, people walking back to their homes around here, but I've never really seen a bike. And the trail is remarkably clean. Like, the concrete looks, it almost looks brand new, like fresh. The funny thing is the ditches have disappeared on the right side and now are only on the left side of the trail. Kind of sad to see how the streets at one time would have gone over the train tracks or however they ran up to it, but now they just end in a sad way right at the trail. And now I'm coming up on Blodgett Street, which is a border of TSU. TSU's four borders are Blodgett, Tierwester, Cleburne, and Ennis. And as I come up to TSU, guess what? I come up on another church. How surprising. I give you the name of that church and I get a little closer. To the right is this old apartment building. A friend of mine used to stay in these apartments right here on Blodgett and the Trail. And right now they've been boarded all up, and there's this big, it's like a 15-foot fence with barbed wire going all around these apartments. I'm not sure, in Houston is a surprising thing where when buildings get abandoned, instead of just knocking the buildings down, Houston has this thing of just sometimes keeping up the worst buildings, but knocking down historic ones. I don't know. I'm not necessarily sure what that, why Houston decides to do those kind of things, but it happens frequently here in Houston. But now I'm gonna run across Blodgett here, approaching Texas Southern University, established in 1947. Originally called, I'm not sure, I don't want to say the wrong name on the recording here and be shunned by my peers, but Texas Southern University wasn't its original name. But TSU is home to about 10,000 students. Coming up on right here, the HPNE Arena. I believe it stands for Health and Physical Education Arena. It's where the TSU men's basketball and women's basketball team play, volleyball, whatnot. To the right is brand new, I guess pretty much brand new, it's like 2 years old. Athletic building, pretty nice pool in there and all kind of different stuff for the athletics department to have fun with. And on the trail, right when you get to TSU, they have a million little solar lights that were put in recently. And I mean, there's like a solar light every, it's gotta be like every 10 feet, they're one of these little solar lights. And they're a little eyesore, a little bit, I will say, but I mean, it's still very nice to have lights. And they all say TSU on them. But at nighttime, I've noticed that they don't get very bright. And I think they need to be a little brighter in order to, you know, guarantee the safety of residents or students here at TSU. But I digress.
I do have this one story. My grandfather was up at TSU one day, and he was parked. And me and a friend of mine went in the car. He told us to stay in the car, and he was just going to go in real quick and get something. And he was notorious for having tons of golf balls in his car that he had picked up from around Herman Park and the golf range. And sure enough, there were a lot in the back seat. And so me and a friend of mine had the idea of putting all of these golf balls into the muffler of the car that was parked catacorner to my grandfather's car, just to, you know, being mischievous and see what would happen. And so we're in the TSU parking lot, and this is like right off of Tier Wester. Back in the day, they've closed off Tier Wester now, just made it grass. But right off of Tier Wester, we filled a car full of put tons of golf balls in the muffler, just rolling them in one by one. And so basically, you could tell that there was no more room for golf balls. And then we got back in my grandfather's car and just waited to see what would happen. And sure enough, the owner of that car came out. And at the time, I believe he wasn't the dean, but it's like the guy under the dean. But he came out to his car, started it up, and he could tell that there was some problems, so he kept cranking it and cranking it till finally the car started, which caused the golf balls in the muffler to all spray about the parking lot. And so lucky enough, my grandfather's car was not hit by the golf balls, but many of the other cars in the parking lot were hit by the golf balls. I think this is the first time that I'm claiming that I took part in that thing. And so anyone that hears this story that had their cars destroyed by golf balls in the late 80s, basically, I'm sorry. And, you know, hopefully you don't seek some sort of retribution.
Continuing along the Columbia Tap, coming up on the legendary Tiger Walk, which runs directly down the middle of Texas Southern University. It basically used to be Wheeler Street, but following TSU riots, I believe in the 60s, they cut it off and basically closed the campus off, giving TSU its own campus, keeping the street closed. Metro, I believe, is wanted to put the metro rail down the middle of the Tiger Walk, but students and alumni have fought diligently to keep that from happening. To my left now is the Texas Southern Science and Technology Center, which is probably like a year old building. And to the right is the old TSU post office where my great-grandmother used to work at one time. And the arts building. And pretty much everybody in my family has graduated from TSU, aside from maybe three people. But the majority have all graduated from TSU. And the Science Center building is really nice. It's a really nice building. Hope they're getting a lot of science stuff done in that building, I'm sure. And I say old post office because at one time it was a post office. It's not there now anymore, I don't believe, because I would love to mail letters from there. But there aren't any other places that you can mail letters from in the neighborhood. But as we continue down the Columbia Tap, notice the solar panel lights continue with me. And they've all been adorned with some sort of sticker. Let's see what this sticker says. Oh, okay. It's just somebody has decided to vandalize all of them with their stickers of their website and their Facebook page. And I'm sure the faculty doesn't say they're like that. But what can you do other than just rip them off? As I'm getting up here to Cleburne, I'm going to make a left here on Cleburne as we make our way to the first pit stop in our walk here. And that first pit stop is going to be my house. And then we'll continue on to Project Row House. But first we have to stop at my house first. So, I think you guys will enjoy coming to my house for a bit. I make the left here. To my right is CUNY Homes Projects, which at one time a lovely housing project, and now is mightily scary. For those that aren't familiar with CUNY Homes, it is not a place you frequent at nighttime unless you know a resident or you live there. If not, you have no business being in CUNY Homes. All right, as we keep going down, we're just passing the John T. Biggers Art Center. John Biggers, legendary art professor at TSU and artist. There's a mosque to my right here. You don't see those very often. Mosques always have names that you can't pronounce, so I'm not going to embarrass myself and try to pronounce the name I see on his sign. Here on Cleburne, the 68 is one of my favorite metro buses. It picks up on Cleburne. The 68 will take you all the way to the west part of the Beltway, all the way from Third Ward to the Beltway on one bus. It's $1.25 all the way to the Beltway. That's if you have any need to go all the way to the Beltway. Right, continuing down Cleburne here, we're about to cross Ennis. On Cleburne and Ennis right here, there's a hamburger place called Snow Grill. A good place. It's one of the only restaurants in Third Ward. You can call it a restaurant. I'm not necessarily sure. It can be considered a restaurant, seeing how there are only two tables in the inside. There aren't any kind of waiters or anything. But Snow Grill has some awesome chicken tenders. And they make really good hamburgers. They also have snow cones.
And they have tons of different snow cones. And they have this one flavor called Batman, which is funny, because I don't know what flavor that is, but they do have this whole game where they'll give you a mystery flavor, and if you guess the mystery flavor, you can have it for free. But it's almost impossible to guess the mystery flavor because they put so many different flavors in it, I guess, to throw you off. I'm sure some kids at TSU have tried to guess that mystery flavor.
All right, I've crossed Ennis. and I'm now coming up to Truxilla, or Isabella, I'm sorry, Truxilla is the next street. But it's awesome, I love those two names, Isabella and Truxilla, are like the two next streets. I always find those names to be interesting, and I'm sure they have some sort of historical significance, but, you know, Houston, once again, doesn't like historical things. Okay, I got a little quiet there for a second because folks were looking at me in an awkward way. I didn't want to scare them by talking on a microphone. One of the many things you have to be prepared for when going on a walk-in. When you're walking and you're talking to a microphone in Third Ward. We go down to Isabella. Majority of the houses in the neighborhood near TSU here are all duplexes. And at one time were home to, you know, single families, but are now have been all split, and you see like two doors on a house where many TSU students and U of H students stay. Alright, that the sound of dog barking means we're almost near my house. Dogs like to welcome me home each morning with their barks. I'm gonna pause here, guys, and we'll continue in a minute. Continuing on from my house on Delano, we're now going down Truxilla, approaching the Shade Community Center. Truxilla is also full of numerous duplexes similar to Isabella Street, and dogs, who we might see in a second. No barking from the dogs. No small. Mama's cooking breakfast with no hall. That's from an Ice Cube song. There's a house on Truxillo that has Jack Nicholson in the window from The Shining on that upstairs window. It's pretty scary. It always draws my attention. Next to the Shape Community Center is a very large teal or aqua painted building named the Deluxe Inn. And I'm not sure it's too much deluxe going on inside of the Deluxe Inn, but it says that they do have AC, TV, and phones. And it's a pretty scary place. It's not as scary in the daytime, but nighttime, once again, not a place you want to frequent unless you know someone's staying there or you are a resident. Approach the Shape Community Center, started by the legendary Deloyd Parker. This is, I believe, the original location. They have a new building on Alameda, like a larger one. There's always this distinctive smell that comes out of the Shape Community Center as you walk by it. It's like you can smell what it smells like on the inside from the outside. It says you can't leave the people if you don't love the people, and you can't save the people if you don't serve the people. And Shape stands. Shape is like an acronym for something else. I'm not necessarily sure if it was open. I would let you know, but it's not. It don't seem to be anyone's. No one's made it in just yet. Shape Community Center is right next to R Park. They call it R Park. O-U-R Park. And this is where Rick Lowe had his first art installation. Here at R Park, it says acquired in 1982. Which is a very long time ago. Let me cross the street here. Crossing Alabama now, going down Live Oak. I am now just a few blocks from Project Row House. Down Live Oak here. Now you can start to get a glimpse of downtown over many of the buildings here. Asian lady pushing a baby in the stroller, which looks extremely awkward because I've don't see too many Asians pushing babies in strollers here in Third Ward, so she almost seems like a glitch in the matrix, but there she is. As we continue down Live Oak, we come up on, once again, and I wish I could have like accompaniment trumpets right now that just hit me with like, da-da-da-da, another church. Come up on Trinity Baptist Church, and this is the second location of Trinity Baptist Church. It was originally located downtown. That is where the Trinity still sits. And this is the second one. It's right off, it's in between Berry and Holman. And Trinity here on Holman is known for its distinctive stained glass windows that tell a nice little story. If you see them from the inside, tell you it's like the history of Trinity and some Houston history and civil rights history, all told on the stained glass windows of the church. I have nearly arrived at my destination here, Project Row House. And no one has made it to Row Houses yet. And it is right now, it is definitely extra early. It's at least, I think it's about 8. I have to look at my phone here. The Row Houses all sit here nice and peaceful. It's, to me, each Row House is like a person in a way. Like they all have their own little character, but they sit here like old people, just waiting for some artist to fill its insides up with something extravagant. Walking down Holman, I'm going to take the back way to Delia's Lounge. I'm going to cut down St. Charles, go the back way. See the residence houses and the murals that have been painted on the little walls here. Come up on these, on the staircase to nowhere that I call it. And we have reached Cookie Loves Washing Fold. And let's go inside and let's see if Greg is busy at work, or maybe we've caught him asleep and we can wake him up. Let us see. Must be quiet to see what. Let's see what happens. Oh man, some redecorating going on here in Delia's Lounge. Morning, Mr. Carter. How's it going?
Pretty good.
All right. No, I was just coming by, stopping by, doing my walk.
Making your rounds, they say.
Making my rounds. Seeing how the hood is doing.
The hood's gonna do fine without you, dude. I'm gonna fucking kill you if you take my two dollars away from me again, dude, and probably drinking margarita.
Okay, well, this ends our recording. And I,
Recording.
I would, I hope you enjoyed it.
Recording, you did it loud!